A security lieutenant who works at Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant has filed a lawsuit against the plant's owner, Entergy, and work colleagues, claiming security lapses at the plant and insufficient training for security personnel, putting both workers and the plant in danger. The lawsuit seeks $1.5 billion in damages because the security system regularly crashed and the nuclear plant routinely failed anti-terrorism drills, during which, half the time, the terrorists took over their intended targets. 20 million people live within 50 miles of the nuclear facility in Buchanan, New York. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission will begin considering next month whether to reissue licenses to operate the plants, which are due to expire in 2013 and 2014. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to attorney Amy Bellantoni, who represents the plaintiff, Clifton Skip Travis, Jr.
My client is a lieutenant in the security department at Indian Point, and since February of 2011, when Entergy decided to install what was the ARINCS, and that's A-R-I-N-C-S, security system for the perimeter, no training was provided prior to the system going live. So Lieutenant Travis had brought the issue to the attention of the security manager, as had other lieutenants and shift security supervisors, that they had not received training prior to the system going live. And the response from the security manager and Entergy was that they can learn it as they went. From February up to the present day, the system has continued to fail. And I think between January and September of 2012 alone, the system has crashed and or failed over 7,800 times. That's just one example of the safety and security conditions that exist at the Indian Point facility. So from February on, Lieutenant Travis has made complaints for a variety, numerous security and safety failures within the plant, both internally to the corporate and security personnel at Entergy, as well as to outside federal and state agencies, including the NRC, which has governmental oversight of Indian Point, and Governor Cuomo's office, representatives from his office, the Attorney General's office, Nita Lowey's office, and Elliot Engel's office. For 18 months, he spoke out about all of the safety and security problems and shortcomings at the facility, and he, you know, basically was talking into the wind, because none of it caused the company to remedy any of the security violations and problems that exist there. In fact, the safety and security at the facility has gotten worse over time. So in November of 2011, Lieutenant Travis had taken a voluntary personal leave because the stress and pressure that he was going through as a result of the conditions there and the frustration with nothing being done about them. He took a personal leave until March of 2012, at which point he was cleared by his doctor to come back to work, but Entergy has kept him out of the facility, arguably because if he was still there and had his clearance, he would know even more of what is going on there with the safety and security of the plant.
What was his job at the plant?
He's a lieutenant. So he has a command of security officers that he oversees. And also, as a lieutenant, unlike security officers and unlike the shift security supervisors who would be above him, the lieutenants are charged with responding to and have to be responsible for the response to the ARINC system. So anything that has to do with that computerized system that's constantly failing, for which training was received before it had gone live and only minimal training thereafter, he's responsible for. So he has refused and will continue to refuse to sign off on the safety of that system and his training on that system until he actually receives the training, adequate amount of training on the system that's required.
What are you seeking in your lawsuit in the way of damages?
Well, the lawsuit is looking for compensatory and punitive damages. And the punitive damages, as you know, are to deter and to punish the defendants for the actions that got them to the lawsuit in the first place. Entergy makes between $4 and $4.5 million a day. So to ask for punitive damages in the amount of $1 million or $10 million, that's not going to deter them from continuing in their complacency towards security and safety at Indian Point. So the $1.5 billion represents 2 years' worth of revenues for Entergy, with the hopes that that significant amount of damages awarded against them will change their ways, so to speak, and shock them into the reality they have an obligation to provide security, adequate security, at this nuclear power plant.
Prior to Travis working at Indian Point, where was he?
He had done various training in security, anti-terrorism, counter-terrorism with various elite military units. He has training from, I believe, Sig Sauer Academy in the with respect to weapons training. He has provided personal security for former Governor George Pataki. He provided personal security for former acting Supreme Court Justice here in Westchester County. So he has the knowledge and the background such that when he speaks to the security personnel and security manager at Entergy and tells them, look, we're just not equipped here, he knows what he's talking about. And he's not the only one. There are other lieutenants and other Triple S employees who have spoken out and continue to speak out, but nothing's being done. So it's a frustration that's not only felt by my client, it's a frustration that is inherent and rampant within the security department itself.
Do you think this might turn into a class action?
You know, I'm not really sure, and I have to tell you, the people that are in support of Lieutenant Travis are scared. Lieutenant Travis has lost, you know, his family unit has deteriorated, a family that was a very close-knit family, but as a result of the pressure that has been going on in the retaliation from his taking them to task, it's broken down. It's broken down significantly. A significant number of the people who have spoken out, lieutenants and triple S's, who have spoken out and have tried to hold Entergy's feet to the fire, have been retaliated against. So there's a culture there of, although they profess to encourage employees to come forward to speak out about any safety or security concerns that they may have, there's a culture that if you do, know that you will be retaliated against. Many of them have been put in the, I think it's called the, it's the PIP program, the Personnel Improvement Program, one of whom, after being put in the PIP program, I am told has a muzzle clause, such that if he says anything or does anything that's in disagreement with the security manager, he could be disciplined up to and including termination. I don't know how that mentality supports coming forward with your concerns over safety and security and making sure that this facility is operating the way that it should be, you know, with respect to the security department.
Amy Bellantoni is the attorney representing Clifton Skip Travis Jr. in his lawsuit against the owners of the Indian Point nuclear power plants. She spoke with WBAI's Rebecca Miles.